Oedipus at Colonus by Sophocles. Narrated by John H. Feskins. Argument. Oedipus, the blind and banished king of Thebes, has come in his wanderings to Colonus, a deme of Athens, led by his daughter Antigone. He sits to rest on a rock just within a sacred grove of the Furies, and is bidden depart by a passing native. But Oedipus, instructed by an oracle that he had reached his final resting place, refuses to stir, and the stranger consents to go and consult the elders of Colonus, the chorus of the play. Conducted to the spot, they pity at first the blind beggar and his daughter, but on learning his name they are horror-stricken, and order him to quit the land. He appeals to the world-famed hospitality of Athens, and hints at the blessings that his coming will confer on the state. They agree to await the decision of King Theseus. From Theseus, Oedipus craves protection in life and burial in Attic soil. The benefits that will accrue shall be told later. Theseus departs, having promised to aid and befriend him. No sooner has he gone than Creon enters with an armed guard who sees Antigone and carry her off, Ismene, the other sister they have already captured, and he is about to lay hands on Oedipus when Theseus, who has heard the tumult, hurries up and, upbraiding Creon for his lawless act, threatens to detain him till he has shown where the captives are and restored them. In the next scene, Theseus returns, bringing with him the rescued maidens. He informs Oedipus that a stranger who has taken sanctuary at the altar of Poseidon wishes to see him. It is Polynices, who has come to crave his father's forgiveness and blessing, knowing by an oracle that victory will fall to the side that Oedipus espouses. But Oedipus spurns the hypocrite and invokes a dire curse on both his unnatural sons. A sudden clap of thunder is heard, and as peal follows peal, Oedipus is aware that his hour is come, and bids Antigone summon Theseus. Self-guided, he leads the way to the spot where death should overtake him, attended by Theseus and his daughters. Halfway, he bids his daughters farewell, and what followed none but Theseus knew. He was not, so the messenger reports, for the gods took him. Dramatis Personae. Oedipus, banished king of Thebes. Antigone, his daughter. Ismene, his daughter. Theseus, king of Athens. Creon, brother of Jocasta, now reigning at Thebes. Polynices, elder son of Oedipus. Stranger, a native of Colonus. Messenger, an attendant of Theseus. Chorus, citizens of Colonus. Scene, in front of the grove of the Eumenides. Oedipus at Colonus. Enter the blind Oedipus, led by his daughter Antigone. Oedipus. Child of an old blind sire, Antigone, what region, say, whose city have we reached? Who will provide today with scanted dole this wanderer? 'Tis little that he craves, and less obtains, that less enough for me. For I am taught by suffering to endure, and the long years that have grown old with me, and last not least by true nobility. My daughter, if thou seest a resting place on common ground or by some sacred grove, stay me and set me down. Let us discover where we have come, for strangers must inquire of denizens and do as they are bid. Antigone. Long-suffering father, Oedipus, the towers that fence the city still are faint and far. But where we stand is surely holy ground.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?